Saturday, 3:15 p.m. Early teen customer, ETC. Do you have some faults in their stars? Me. Do you mean the fault in our stars? ETC. Is that the one where she's got like cancer, but he loves her anyway? Me. Yep, that's the one. ETC. Eagerly. Yeah, do you have that one? Me. We do. Did you want the regular cover or the movie cover? ETC. The movie cover? Is that the one where you can see her cancer like coming out of her nose? Me. Yep. Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Punch-drunk mum and dreadful tenish son called Justin enter the store. Justin snivelling, punch-drunk mum clearly engaged in some kind of mindfulness practice to help with the constant horror of Justin. They head for the children's section. Dreadful Justin pulls a book roughly off the shelf, drops it on the floor, and opens it with his vile little sandaled foot. Punch-drunk mum. Justin, this isn't the library. You can't just wreck things. Monday, 4:15 p.m. Hairless man with very prominent teeth and a pronounced sibilance in his speech. Excuse me, do you have Bram Stoker's Dracula in the Oxford World's Classics edition? Me, delighted. Yes! Sunday, 3:20 p.m. Gaggle of unaccompanied children enter store and swarm into the children's section. One small boy, probably 2 or 3 years old, strains for a large animal encyclopedia just out of reach until his sister, 4 or 5, hands it down to him. He hefts it, throws it flat on the carpet, and begins to jump on it. Swooping in to rescue the book, I reel back, eyes watering from the ripe, rich aroma wafting from the jumping child. Me to sister. Is this little guy your brother? Sister. Yes. Me blinking through the stench. I think you better take him to find your parents. Sister. Why? Me. I think he's filled his nappy. Sister. Surprisingly hearty snigger. He's not wearing a nappy. Sunday, 2:45 p.m. Day off Bizbro with a corporate space monkey crew cut. Oh, hi, mate. Drums deal-making brawn mitts on counter. Me smiles. Hello, mate. How can I help? Corporate space monkey. I'm looking for a, with his whole mouth, a wine book? Me fascinated. So a wine book? Corporate space monkey blinks, squares shoulders. Yeah. Me, sure, we've got the Halliday Wine Companion, that's the most popular wine guide, or we've got, lists some others. Corporate space monkey blinks and purses his lips in concentration. Oh, but do you have any, like, strains hard for further words, wine books, like just books about wine? Me, so more of a book about how wine is made rather than a guide to wines? Corporate space monkey thinks very hard indeed, his eyes taking on the opaque befuddlement of a great white shark's as it collides with a cage full of divers. Or, just like, makes the shape of a quadrilateral object with his hands, a book more about wine. Eyes refocus. Me smiles carefully. Do you mean a book with pictures of wine in it? Corporate space monkey, epiphany like the light of dawn steals across face, smiles beatifically. Or, yeah. Me, delighted. We've got heaps.